The bills are the product of the Justice Reinvestment Initiative the state embarked on 2 years ago. If lawmakers pass them this year, the bills would roll back many of the changes that took place 10 years ago when Truth in Sentencing was passed. One of the most significant changes is one that would allow offenders to reduce their sentences by taking part in rehab programs while they're confined. But that means spending money to make sure drug and alcohol and mental health programs are available for offenders who need them. Department of Corrections spokesman Tony Streveler says that's easier said than done.
We don't have social workers, AODA counselors, and psychologists and other mental health professionals sitting around doing nothing. Today we have 337 people been determined eligible by the court, suitable by the DOC, who are waiting to get in to earn release.
The cost of funding programs that will keep people from committing new crimes once they're released is something Republican legislators like Scott Souter are worried about. He opposes a provision that would allow offenders to serve shorter sentences because treatment isn't available in prison.
I don't have a lot of sympathy for individuals just because we're in dire financial straits. You know, I don't want to let them out early and give them a bonus for not completing a program just because we can't afford it.
But the Democrats pushing the reforms say they will save the state money in the long run by preventing the need to build new prisons. The bills passed a legislative council committee last week and are expected to be introduced and debated and voted on sometime this summer. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.